Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 14th, 2019. Today is Palm Sunday. This is a reading from the psalm that was appointed for today, Psalm 31, verses 9 through 16. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly. For my life is wasted with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails me because of affliction, and my bones are consumed. I have become a reproach to all my enemies, and even to my neighbors, a dismay to those of my acquaintance. When they see me in the street, they avoid me. I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I am as useless as a broken pot. For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life. But as for me, I have trusted in you, O Lord. I have said, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and in your loving kindness, save me. It's easy to see why this particular psalm would have been picked for today's Eucharistic liturgy. Palm Sunday is the Sunday where we begin the liturgy with triumph and joy, the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem. People are waving palm fronds and singing Hosanna. And then we turn in the liturgy to hear the story of the Passion. It's our first hearing of the crucifixion story. Today we heard it from the Gospel of Luke. We will hear the story again on Good Friday from the Gospel of John. And it's easy to see why early Christians, searching the only scriptures that they had at their disposal, because early Christians were converts to the way of Jesus, but they were also Jews, and they would have searched their scripture to find things that would resonate with the story of Jesus' death. And so Psalm 31 is a natural fit. The person in Psalm 31 is lamenting to God their trouble, talking about their affliction, talking about their enemies, talking about those who are plotting to take their life. And the psalmist also reinforces his dependence upon God and how God is the psalmist's deliverer. It would have made sense to pair this psalm with the story of Jesus' crucifixion. And what about us? We are beginning this week, this journey, this moment of re-engaging with the fundamental story of our faith. And I know that throughout this week we will struggle with the events and we will try to make sense of why it happened. The death that Jesus dies is an excruciating one. And to try and make sense of that all these centuries later is still the work of faith. I don't pretend that there are easy answers or that there is an answer that makes perfect sense. But it seems to me that as we make our own journey of Holy Week, we can echo the words of the psalmist, I have trusted in you, O Lord. My times are in your hand. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and in your loving kindness, save me. That seems an appropriate prayer on this Palm Sunday evening. To remember that just as Jesus depended upon God's faithfulness, even to the point of death, so do we. Welcome to Holy Week. My prayer is that your journey will reintroduce you to the faith of Jesus and encourage you in the faithfulness that is necessary for us to live through our lives as the people of God. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.